Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There are 100 billion neurons in the human brain. Brown University Assistant Professor of Neurosurgery, Wael Asad, explains how the neurons handling surprises could be the key to expediting relearning after a brain injury.
Understanding how we learn at the level of neurons and brain circuits is important because it may be the key to restoring brain function after neurological damage, such as from stroke or traumatic brain injury. Even if we had the ability to replace lost and damaged neurons, that would not be enough. Their connections are the products of years of learning. Having some way to boost this process, perhaps by tapping into the brain's natural and remarkable mechanisms for learning, might provide a way to aid recovery, making it faster and more complete. That's our goal. To understand learning, we need to focus on what drives it. Learning happens when you encounter something surprising or unexpected. That surprise can take at least two different forms. You might receive some benefit or reward you didn't see coming, or you might fail to get some reward you did expect. These are examples of what are called prediction errors. The first type, getting something pleasant and unexpected, results in a positive prediction error, while the second type, missing out on something good, generates a negative prediction error. Positive prediction errors encourage you to repeat the activity that led to the reward, whereas negative prediction errors nudge you to try an alternative strategy. There's been a fair amount of debate about whether these different signals are processed in the same circuits, or whether distinct brain regions are responsible for each. In our experiments, Imad Eskandar of Massachusetts General Hospital and I found that both types of signal do indeed coexist within the same brain regions, in this case in the prefrontal cortex and the basal ganglia. We even found that the same neurons could play a role in signaling both types of prediction error. This itself was surprising, and hopefully will help us to learn how to help our patients in the long run.
That was Brown University's Wael Asad. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
A moment something restless caught you by surprise.